Welcome to the Awakening Podcast Network. Get ready for an inspiring audio from this cutting-edge voice. You can find more podcasts at awakeningpodcasts.com.
A reset of the prophetic movement is upon us. The second wave of prophets is rising in this hour. We stand at the edge of a new era in the prophetic. We're gathering the international prophetic community at the Global Prophetic Center, a hub for prophetic training, prophetic labs, summits, networks, and lighthouses. It's time for prophets to go deeper. It's time for seers to soar. It's time for prophetic voices to rise up and decree what says the Spirit of God with accuracy that causes the world to pay attention. The Global Prophetic Center offers proven prophetic systems and structures to equip you to walk worthy of your calling and to prophesy with precision, boldness, diplomacy, and wisdom. Get hands-on training and mentoring in a safe environment that breeds true prophetic community and learning. Receive impartation and activation. Sharpen your gift and avoid prophetic pitfalls. Get commissioned. Get networked. Get sent out with the word of the Lord in your mouth and the confidence to release it. Begin your journey today by applying at globalpropheticcenter.com.
Welcome to Everlasting Love. Do you have a dream in your heart that has never been fulfilled, or perhaps you're waiting on a promise of God that you're waiting and waiting and waiting, and it just hasn't come to pass yet? This program's for you. I want to read to you a scripture from the Passion Translation out of Proverbs 13, verse 12. It says, when hope's dream seems to drag on, the delay can be depressing. But when at last your dream comes true, life's sweetness will satisfy your soul. Isn't that awesome? That promise is for you today. And with me, I have a very special guest and good friend, Dr. Cindy Stewart. I'm so excited that you're on the program because we become like girlfriends.
Yes.
And you're in our Women in Ministry network. Yeah. And you are the most amazing life coach, spiritual coach, executive coach, spiritual leader, businesswoman. I mean, you're the whole meal deal. You have this whole package. And you care about people's dreams and seeing them fulfilled, that they have their passions fulfilled. So tell me a little bit about this vision, because you're doing a whole mentoring course. Yes. On this very subject, because you're passionate to see people have their dreams fulfilled.
I am. And part of it is because I had to learn how to have my dreams fulfilled. I actually had to learn how to dream. And I find so many times that people don't know how to dream. They think where they are is as big as they can go. And God has such a huge plan for everyone's life. And if we can tap into that dream and that plan that he has for us, then all kinds of opportunities open up. And,
wow.
And like the scripture says, our heart is filled.
Wow.
Because we're living what he has designed for us.
I want to ask you something. Like you mentioned that you had to learn to dream.
That surprises
me, actually.
Yes.
Because you're a woman who has had so many dreams fulfilled.
Yes.
You have seen success in so many areas of your life. And there's so many diverse areas that you release the gifting of God in your life through. So tell me a bit about your own journey.
Well, part of it was my dad was a brilliant businessman. So he wanted all five of us kids to be brilliant business people. And even as a little girl, he would bring his business friends together and we would all sit in silence, watch them talk, and then we would have like a debriefing afterwards. And he trained us to be business people. So that's always what I was. And when I was telling my girlfriend, my husband used to say, well, what do you want to do? And I'm like, I don't know. And he's like, well, what do you love? And
wow.
I'm like, well, I love to travel. And that's what started stirring dreams in me.
Oh, my goodness. Because in growing up, there had been this mold put on you, which,
yes.
I mean, that can be very empowering too, of course. But if that's what you're stuck in,
yeah,
that's going to hold you back. And maybe some of you watching, you're experiencing that also, is that you're thinking right now, you know, the lights are going on, ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
You're thinking, oh my gosh, I've grown up inside of this confinement, but there's more for me.
Yes.
So then
absolutely.
You started to think, well, I'd like to travel. So then what?
Well, what happened was my husband said, well, my husband's an entrepreneur, crazy entrepreneur.
He's a dreamer then.
He is a dreamer.
And
he said, let's open a travel agency. And I was like, that's a big step. But what happened
that's
is I went to
really
school
big.
and I went to work for a leisure uh-huh. travel agency. But I realized leisure wasn't my thing. I have a business model. That's
right.
just who I am. And so I started doing corporate, and I started doing corporate negotiations and that type of thing, management. And I even started my own consulting business, helping corporations budget and select personnel and that type of thing. And that's what I loved. And the travel was the added benefit because we used to get to fly free.
Wow. Well, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So now I teach in our mentoring course. I love mentoring too. I mean, you and I are like sisters in the
yes.
spirit that way, because, you know, there is oil on mentoring right now,
there
especially.
Is.
That's what God is calling for people to be mentored by finding someone that is beyond where you're at and gleaning from them and receiving the empowerment, the encouragement
Absolutely.
From them. It's so important. But I teach a lot in our mentoring courses about the snowball effect, because once you take a step forward to have a victory in an area or to open up an area, then it's like it rolls on to mm-hmm. the next, and it keeps collecting not only enlargement, but momentum.
Yes.
So when you see one dream fulfilled, like for example, when your husband said dream and you thought, well, I like to travel, and that started the ball rolling,
yes.
then obviously it has gained a lot of momentum
lot.
Since that time, because it opened up the realm for you. So then did you start to dream more?
I did. And I had so much fun. But you know what? God tricked me, because I love to work. And he said, I want you to quit your job. And I was like, I don't think I can do that.
Yeah.
Because I just loved it.
Yeah.
And I traveled all over the world. And so I quit my job finally. And he said, now open a consulting business. And I did.
So you had to quit before he told you the next step?
Well, he said he wanted me to start a business. And I was like, that's my husband's job, is start business. But now I've gotten where I love starting businesses. But yeah. And so I was
wow.
like, how am I going to get customers? But all of my customers wanted me to be their consultant. And then I landed the largest account ever. I'm working away. And I loved it. And God said, okay, now I want you to lay it down, because I've got something else for you. But he did not tell me what it was.
Wow.
And I told him, I said, you're going to have to tell my husband that I shouldn't be doing this anymore. And my husband could care less. He's like, you do whatever you love. And so my husband came in like 3 months later and said, honey, I don't really think you're supposed to be doing this anymore. And I was like, okay, God.
That was your confirmation. Now, I've got
a
word for those of you that are watching.
Yes.
Did you hear that? Some of you are in a place right now where you feel the nudge of the Lord to leave something and transition into the next season, but you've been a little bit afraid because you don't know where you're going yet. It's kind of like Abraham. You know, God comes to Abraham and he says, okay, I want you to leave where you are. Leave your family, leave, mm-hmm. you know, business as you know it, and just follow me. But God didn't give him the blueprint. He didn't know. All he needed of Abraham at that time was his yes. And as soon as Abraham started following God, the rest of it unfolded. Now, you need counsel into this, and you need confirmation from the Lord. But some of you are going to take a plunge in this next little while, because you're realizing through this program, you realize, oh my gosh, that's what God's doing in my life.
Yes.
He's told me to leave something. I didn't know what I was going into, but maybe it's time I better just take the plunge. Now, again, get sure confirmation and everything before you do that. But when you follow God,
it's
it just
amazing.
Opens up doors after doors after doors. And you would not be the successful businesswoman and spiritual leader that you are now if you had not said yes to God along the way.
Yes. And yes is scary. I'm telling you, yes is scary. I'm talking to someone, because sometimes when you say yes to God, your whole insides are trembling. But I had my little group of people that pray for me. I have my husband that, it, you know, we pray together, we encourage each other. And when I stepped, even in my nervousness, you know, I felt like I had a cushion behind me, just ready to hold me as I step, because it is scary, but the risk is so worth it. You know, I mean, the risk is so worth
it. It's so worth it. In fact, life without risk is boring.
Yes.
I mean, at the end of your life, what are you going to be sorry for? Mm-hmm. You know, probably sorry. Like most people say that they're sorry that they didn't take more risks, right? Because there's so much more available to you. Now, I want you to share your heart, because you're in a mentorship, you offer a mentorship to help people not only dream, and we'll be talking more about that in the second part of our program, on just steps that they can go through to obtain a dream and then walk with their dream. But you help them go through how to obtain a dream and how to work with it. Tell me about your heart for the people that you mentor.
Well, my heart is that they will be able to live the life that God has designed for them. You know, you opened up with that scripture, you know, when we are always feeling like we're never getting anywhere, then we begin to feel like we're just not having value and we're not having worth. But God says, no, you have worth, you have value, and I have a dream that's going to bring satisfaction to you in a way that's overflowing. And not only that, even when things are difficult, there's still that satisfaction of the Lord in you that makes you able to push through the difficult times.
Exactly.
And I think that's the key. It's not all roses. We know that. And there are difficult times and there's things that we fail at. I mean, I've failed at a lot of different things. But it's that, okay, God, I'm going to learn from this and I'm not going to let it own me. I was praying the other day and the Lord said, don't look at what you've missed. Look at your wins.
Yeah.
Because that's what I look at. I look at your wins. And you learn from what you miss, but you don't live in it.
So good.
You just live in your wins.
That's so good, Cindy. Now, I know that there's a number of you that are watching that you're afraid to dream.
Yeah.
You're afraid to dream because you tried it before and hope deferred made your heart sick. And you made this inner vow inside of you, say, I'm not going to even bother ever dreaming again because it only hurts to dream. And that is actually a lie from the enemy that I want to expose right now.
Yes.
If you don't dream, if you don't take the risk to dream again, you're going to go through life just feeling dead. You know, the Bible says, without vision, we perish.
Mm-hmm.
Without a dream, we perish on the inside. And you need to reactivate your love for dreaming. And God wants to heal you today. And I just minister healing over your heart for the areas where hope was deferred and your heart got sick and fear came in and started gripping you. But I stand with you and break the power of that fear right now in Jesus' name. I've experienced that too, where I dreamt and didn't see the fulfillment of it. But I chose to go on. I chose to dream again. I don't understand why those dreams didn't turn out the way that I thought they were going to. I don't understand why I thought I heard the voice of the Lord and it didn't turn out the way that I heard him. But I determined to go on, and you can learn from those things. And sometimes you don't have the answers right now. One day we will. But don't give up. Dare to dream again. So I minister that healing to your heart, and I bless you. And mentorship right now is so important. And Dr. Cindy Stewart, she can help you with mentoring you in getting a hold of your dream, helping define that dream, and walking you through how to fulfill it. Both of us are so committed to mentorship. I have an online mentorship called the A-Team that I absolutely, I adore. And I'd love to mentor you in core development of your heart. Every month we have different subjects, and there's all kinds of training and mentorship out there in the body of Christ, and God's oiling it right now.
Mm-hmm.
And those who are being mentored will become mentors, because that's his plan, that we'll all be able to disciple someone. That's how we're going to disciple the great harvest that is coming in, by all hands on deck. There's no competition. We're all in this together to bring glory to Jesus Christ. But you deserve to have someone nurture you. You deserve to have someone empower you. God loves you, and he wants you to have what you need in life.
Yes.
But in this part of the program, Cindy, we want to give our viewers some practical tips on, number one, how to position themselves to dream, and number two, how to move forward to fulfill those dreams. So can you help us with that?
Oh, absolutely. The number one thing that you can do is just ask God to open your heart to his dreams. And I do a dream worksheet. You can actually download it free on my website. But I do a dream worksheet to help you stir up dreams, like financial dreams, family dreams, legacy dreams.
I love that.
I have like 15.
I want to go get that worksheet.
I'll send it to you directly. But what it does is it makes you, you know, sometimes when we dream about tomorrow or next year. But God wants you to dream about 10 years from now,
right?
20 years from now. And one of the classes I took, you had to list 100 dreams.
100 dreams?
100 dreams.
I'm a big dreamer, but I don't think I've ever intentionally thought of 100 dreams.
Well, and what happens is as you start listing, what it does is it stirs up the creativity in you. And you're like, oh, not only this. And what I do in my list is I go back and I mark when the dream's fulfilled.
Wow.
And I make sure that I celebrate that fulfillment.
That's awesome.
Because it allows God room to move in to do more.
Wow.
So it's a lot of fun. So a dream worksheet that helps you just stir up your dreams. The other thing I do is I release resources, because there are so many resources that we think it's only money. And if we don't have any money, we can't dream. And I just want you to know that is a lie, because money is really secondary to everything else. There are so many things that you can do, like time. Time is such an amazing resource.
And also, you know what I find is that the more that you dream, the more the resource comes, the provision comes. Because when God gives vision, with the vision is the provision.
Absolutely.
And one of the reasons why there isn't the finance or the resource available to fulfill the dreams is because we don't have a dream. But if we get the dream, if we get the vision, then the provision comes.
Absolutely. And you know what I also find is that once you take the first step, you'll see all kinds of doors open up. Like, I wanted to have my doctorate, but I'd moved to several states and I wasn't able to transfer all the credits. And finally I said, Lord, that's a dream of mine, but you know, maybe I could get an honorary doctorate. And then the door opened up and we started a college at our church. And through the process of teaching, I got my doctorate.
Transferred. Oh, that's awesome.
And I was like, how does that work, God? Yeah. But it's that step of faith.
Right. And he does the rest.
And he does the rest. And one door opens and you're like, I can't believe it. And you know what happens is you think it's supposed to go this way. So if I take this step and this step and this step, but really if we take one step, then God will orchestrate the next.
Yes.
So our dream will turn out the way he wants
it
to,
so
and
true.
It's so much better than we could have planned it. So it's amazing what God will do for us.
Oh, I love that. So the first step to receiving a dream is to dream.
Yeah, is to dream.
Basically, get your worksheet for sure. Go on, go on her website and download that worksheet. I'm going to do that too, because I've never intentionally dreamed 100 dreams. And my team is panicking right now to think that I'm going to dream 100 dreams.
Yes.
They're
still
trying to keep up with the ones I've already launched. But well, I mean, it's so fun to dream. So position yourself to dream.
Yes.
Is there anything else that would help them obtain a dream?
Yes. And the one of them is get rid of the limiting beliefs you have in your mind.
Oh, that's so good.
We know that the Word of God is the activator for us. And when we think opposite of what God thinks, then it pushes us away from what God wants for us. And I feel like there are people who have limiting beliefs. They don't believe that they can do it. They don't believe that God will honor what they're dreaming. They don't believe that it's possible. And we just want to break that lie in the name of Jesus.
Right.
Whatever that limiting belief is, just say, God, show me. And then give it to him and say, God, what do you have in exchange for that limiting belief?
Oh, so good. You know, a lot of times we have these limiting beliefs and we don't even realize it because we're so familiar with it. We're so used to it. We're so used to saying, I can't do that, or that's bigger than I am, or I would never be able to fulfill that, or maybe one day, but not now.
Yeah.
You know, and we don't even realize that we have these things going on in our mind that say no.
Yeah. And I had one. You know, my father raised me to be a business person, and being creative was not valued. So the thought of writing anything that could not produce income in a business environment was not valued. So I never thought I could write.
Wow.
And then God was like, I said, I'd like to write a book that would help people the way books like your books have helped me. And God was like, then write. And I was like, so I had to get rid of that. I had to get rid of my limiting belief that I couldn't write.
Right. I had the same one.
Really?
Yeah, because I didn't start writing till I was in my 50s.
Yeah.
My first books were in my 50s, and I've written over 72 now.
Wow.
But when the Holy Spirit first came to me, he told me to write. And I had a limiting belief, too. I said, well, I'm not an author.
That's what I said.
I said, I'm not an author. And he said, but I am. He said, I authored the scriptures. And he said, if you want, I can give you the author anointing. Just receive it by faith. So I received it by faith that day. I didn't feel anything. I didn't sense the entrance of the author anointing coming in or anything. I just accepted it by faith, got on my computer, and started to write. And within days, the book came forth.
Wow.
And it's like, I could have totally limited that whole beautiful portal that opened in my life, that I've been able to bless many people in many nations with the heart of God. I would have limited that with my restriction, with my ungodly belief inside.
Yeah, and God can reverse anything we think we can't do. You know, that's His job. His job is to turn around what we think we can't do. And
yes.
And He does it. I mean, there are amazing things. And even in your family dreams, like I have huge dreams for my family. And I talk to God about it all the time. And I'll get His word out and say, for my son, Lord, this is what I want to, this is what I want for him in your design, for my daughter, for my great, all that. And God just honors it. And I've watched my kids go into a life that they have dreamed of that they didn't even realize they were dreaming of. But
wow.
They are happy, and they're married, and they have the one that has caught their heart through God's love. And
wow.
So, I mean, dreams are not just for us.
Right.
When we have breakthrough, we bring all of our friends with us. We bring our family with us. Dreams are for this breaker anointing to be able to bring the kingdom of God here.
You know, a key that I found too, Cindy, is put yourself around dreamers.
Yeah.
When I'm around visionary people, I have a friend. He's just younger generation, but he is a mega visionary. He's on steroids as far as vision goes. And whenever I'm around him, I get pregnant with more vision, right? There's something about being around, like if you're around people with restricted thinking all the time who never dream, chances are that you are going to be brought down into that. You have to put yourself around people who dream. Dare to dream. When you're in a dreaming environment, you know, I always encourage our staff, dream big.
Yeah.
You know, just think big. Think outside the box, because the scripture says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. There's nothing that can't be fulfilled in a dream that's given to you and endorsed by God.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
It's just beautiful. And the other thing I wanted to just mention before we close today is that a lot of people think they have to wait for God to give them the vision.
Mm-hmm.
And that's good, but God wants to know our desires too.
Right.
You know, it's just not a one-sided thing where He says, you're only going to dream my dreams. That would be like a parent saying to their child, you're only going to do my dreams.
Yeah.
God wants to know what your dreams are, because He wants to partner
Absolutely.
With your dreams, you know?
Yeah.
And so He's saying, what do you want to do? I share this funny story about my grandchildren, because I always ask them, what do you want for Christmas, right? Because I want to know what they want.
Yeah.
But this one Christmas, I was looking online and I saw this amazing program that you could learn Chinese for children, right? And it came with a little panda bear kit and everything. I was so excited about it. So I thought, I'm going to get this for the grandchildren, because Chinese is a good language to learn, especially in this day. And, oh, they're going to have so much fun. They're going to love this. And so I got it for them. And then I got their list of things. So I got them some of those things as well. But the first gift I wanted them to open on Christmas morning was the one that was my desire for them, which was a Chinese language. I said, I've got a great present for you. Open it. They're all excited because they love grandma's gifts. And they open up the gift and it's like, what is this? And I said, it's Chinese language. You're going to learn. And it's got a panda bear in it. And they said, oh, and they were very polite. They said, thank you, Grandma. Oh. That's just interesting. They weren't the least bit interested. The other things they loved because it was in their heart. Now, they were happy to, you know, love me.
Be sweet.
Yeah, they were loving me. But it just was like, no, they had desires of their own. And it gave me more joy seeing them open those ones that it was their desire. And that's how God is. We want to thank you so much, Cindy.
Thank you so much.
You are amazing. I love you. This is a woman that I highly respect. And I just want to thank you for joining our program today. Make sure that you go onto our website. And we just want to invite you, dare to dream. And dream big. Because God has so much He wants to bring you into. And remember this above all else, that God loves you with an everlasting love. He really, really does. So go take that message and spread it around your world this week. God bless.
You have gifts. God expects you to use them. If you need training to school your gift, log on to schoolofthespirit.tv. You'll find training in spiritual warfare, prophetic ministry, prayer, seer's ministry, writing, and so much more. Go to schoolofthespirit.tv today. You want to go deeper? Get equipped to overcome and walk in God's purpose for your life at Awakening House of Prayer's online campus. You'll experience an online family, preaching, teaching, and prophetic impartation for victorious living. We have over 1,000 members online, hungry for what God is saying and doing in the earth. Visit ahop.online today and join our family.
This has been a production of the Awakening Podcast Network. Jennifer LeClaire is the founder and owner of APN. Our heart is to inspire people and exalt Jesus with every broadcast. We're grateful for our advertisers and supporters that make these podcasts possible.